There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I was working as a seasonal park ranger in a national forest in Washington State last fall. It's the type of location where your radio crackles more than it speaks, and fog thickens between the trees. It was just another usual afternoon. I was the only person assigned to Firewatch Tower 9, a distant observation post situated atop a ridge and utilized only during seasons with a high danger of wildfires. Things had calmed down, and the weather had cooled by late October.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I mostly just patrolled a few hiking paths and recorded any wildlife observations. After long walks, I was taking a short break sitting inside the tower when I heard a furious knock on the door. I looked at my watch and saw it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I opened the door and saw a sweat-soaked woman with a panic-stricken face. She told me she was hiking down the trails and saw something that made her fear for her life. When I asked her what she saw, her hands started trembling. In a shaking voice, she replied,
"There's a woman along Ridge Trail. She's screaming, but not yelling."
"What? What do you mean?"
Her mouth, it's wide open in a scream, but she's silent. I don't know. Please come with me."
I thought she might have spooked herself while venturing in the woods alone, which is why her traumatized mind wasn't making sense. It was going to get dark soon, so I grabbed my flashlight and started following the hiker into the woods. On our way, I asked her if she got hurt. She responded no. I was a little relieved that there was no medical emergency at the moment, because paramedics would take time to reach here for help. We walked for about 10 minutes until we reached a clearing. She pointed to a tree and said,
"There, this is where I saw her."
But there was no one around. The soil in this area was pretty soft, so I started checking for footprints. I scanned the area with my flashlight, checked the tree line, and called out a few times, but there was no sign of any person around. I looked back at the hiker and asked, "Are you sure? Maybe you saw a shadow or an old tree. It happens sometimes when you roam alone in the woods." She started crying.
"I swear to God, I saw her. She was just standing right here."
I told her I believed she saw something, maybe even someone, but there was nothing here now. I encouraged her to take the trail back down and head home. Best not to dwell on it. These woods play tricks. She didn't say much else, just walked away. I watched her walk back as she talked to herself. She was trying to convince herself that maybe it was something else, but deep down, she sounded terrified. I was glancing back down the trail every few seconds until the fog swallowed her. Woman or no woman, as a park ranger, it's my duty to inspect suspicious activities in these woods. So I decided to patrol the area once before heading back to the tower. I wanted to double check what the hiker said. Sometimes deranged criminals also hide in these forests. So maybe, just maybe, the hiker actually saw someone. I was walking down the same trail, flashing my light at every shrub and bush. The first few minutes all felt normal, but then suddenly I started getting an uncanny feeling, like someone was moving just behind me. I heard a crunch of dry leaves to my right and spun around right away, but saw no one. I could sense someone following me, but every time I turned back, it was just me in that trail. Once or twice, I caught what looked like a figure slipping between the trees, but it was always gone before my flashlight could land on it. By the time the sun dipped behind the trees, my nerves were frayed. The forest had gone too quiet. No wind, no bugs, just the sound of my boots and that spine-chilling feeling. I picked up my pace and headed back toward the tower. When I reached the clearing, I felt instant relief. Tower 9 stood ahead, the only silhouette above the trees. I climbed the hill quickly, eager to get inside, but as I got closer, I stumbled and stopped. A woman was sitting under the stairs. Her tangled hair was hanging over her face. Her clothes were torn in places. Her skinny arms wrapped around her knees, and she was rocking back and forth, breathing loudly. It was so loud that it almost sounded like she was growling. "Ma'am, are you okay?" She didn't answer, didn't even look up, just kept rocking. I stepped closer, aiming my flashlight at her. "Ma'am, is everything..." She slowly lifted her head. Her mouth was open, not just a little, but rather too wide. Her jaw was locked in a scream, but no sound was coming from her. Her body trembled with each breath like she was trying to scream, but had forgotten how. She stayed like that for a few seconds. Then her body jerked. She stood up like a puppet, controlled by something invisible. She tilted her head to the side, mouth still open wide, and locked eyes with me. Her eyes didn't look human. They looked copied. It was as if someone had drawn eyes onto skin. She watched me for a minute straight, then scrambled backward on all fours like a spider, and disappeared behind the tree. I just stood there in the cold, sweating like a pig. All I could hear was the owl hooting and my nervous breathing. Later that night, I locked every latch and window in that tower. I even called the base station, but the line crackled and died before I could finish explaining. They thought I'd imagined it, but I know what I saw. And now, I keep hearing knocks on the tower door every night around 3 a.m. And when I look out, there's never anyone there. Just the trees and the fog. I've been a park ranger in western Montana for over 8 years. In that time, I've seen my fair share of strange things. Missing hikers showing up miles away with no memory, distant howls that didn't sound like a familiar animal, and shadows that moved just out of sight. But nothing compares to what happened near Devil's Hollow last September. It began with a normal call from the main station. A group of campers packed up and left their site early that morning. Around 2 a.m., one woman said she heard someone say her name. Someone else said she saw a man in the woods yelling and running behind trees, but they never saw his face. Devil's Hollow has always been known for its eeriness. Many locals believe it to be cursed. There are many old stories about ritualistic sacrifices and evil spirits lurking there, but I never really paid attention to them. Most of it sounded like made-up stories told around a campfire to scare tourists. So, when I got to know about the campers, I figured I'd check it out. It took me an hour to reach Devil's Hollow. It's a low-lying stretch of woods surrounded by thick pine. I patrolled it dozens of times and could walk it blindfolded. Things were not the same that day, though. On the right, about 20 feet from the main road, I saw a narrow path I had never seen before. It went off into the trees and was overgrown, but had footprints on the grass. It looked like someone had walked on it that morning. I looked at the map one more time, and there was no trail there. It was strange not having it mentioned on the map. It might have been an old game trail or a path that a hunter had used. I decided to follow it for a bit. Right from the start, it felt off. The air suddenly got colder, heavier. The trees grew denser, like they were closing in, and it was too quiet. Not just normal forest quiet, dead silent. No wind, no birds, just the sound of my boots and breathing. Then I started noticing carvings on the trees, tally marks, groups of five scratched into the bark at shoulder height. Some trees had dozens. It looked deliberate, like someone was counting something and then stopped all of a sudden. About 20 minutes in, I started hearing footsteps. At first, I thought it was just an echo, my own steps bouncing off the trees. But then I realized it was slightly off, just a beat behind mine.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When I stopped, the footsteps stopped too. When I moved, it began following again. I looked back a few times, checking the tree line, but saw nothing. I tried the radio, and only static was heard. I was thinking about heading back when I found this old camper van, half sunken into the earth and covered in moss. It looked like it had been there for years, but there was no reason for it to be out here. It wasn't on any record, and no one can just abandon vehicles in the woods. As I went in, I saw a man curled up on a dirty mattress inside of it. He was sickly and thin. His skin was filled with rashes. I thought he was dead at first. Then his eyes popped open and he quickly sat up. He gasped, seeing me.
You found me! You can see me?
I stood dumbfounded. Why wouldn't I see him? He was dressed in a worn-out, torn park ranger outfit. His tag was hard to read. I recognized his name, though. He worked as a guard, someone who wasn't seen or heard from in 6 months. Everyone thought he got lost on a snow patrol. For weeks, search teams looked. They didn't find anything. There were no tracks, gear, or even boot prints. I helped him get down. He was so weak that he could hardly stand. His face showed both fear and happiness at the same time.
I couldn't find the way back. Every time I tried, the forest moved. Trails led nowhere. I thought I was dead.
We started walking back together. He leaned on me the whole way, stumbling. We were heading back when a faint, whispering voice echoed from the trees.
Help me.
We both froze. Silence lingered for a few seconds. Then the voice was heard again.
Please help me.
I turned, aiming the flashlight into the fog. The man grabbed my arm hard.
Don't answer him. They're not real. It mimics people. It pretends.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but it's in the forest. It watches, and it...
But before he could finish his sentence, his body started shaking violently. He fell to the ground, coughing. Blood poured from his mouth. I backed up, yelling,
What's happening to you? Oh my God!
His back arched, and then his head twisted around completely, backward. His face was still looking at me. He stood like that for a few seconds, then collapsed on the ground. He wasn't moving anymore. I radioed for help again. This time, the signal cut through. Rescue arrived an hour later. They took his body. He was declared dead on the scene. No visible wounds, no cause of death identified. When I gave his name, the officer looked stunned. I told them about the trail, about the truck. They sent a search team. On return, they said they couldn't find any trail. They chalked it up, saying I found a dying drifter, and my mind filled in the rest. But I know what I saw. I know who that man was. Locals say the forest near Devil's Hollow is cursed, that something in those woods builds false paths, makes voices, pulls people in, and once they realize they're trapped, it won't let them leave. I don't patrol that area anymore, and ever since that night, I keep hearing a voice outside my cabin, just past the tree line. Every few nights, it screams for help, but I never open the door. I'm a seasonal park guard in Utah. It's one of those big, open state parks with sheer cliffs, majestic views, and lots of people taking selfies at the edge of death. Last year in August, we got a chain of reports of hikers going missing in the park. Within 2 months, three cases raised suspicion because there had been no storms or reports of wild animal attacks. All of the hikers disappeared like fog into the park. The authorities didn't even find their shoes or equipment, and no bodies were ever discovered despite extensive searches. Inside the visitor center, we had a missing persons board with laminated printouts of names, ages, and their last known locations. Every day, I glanced at that board. I've memorized all of their faces, but had no idea what had happened to them. But something happened last week that left me in shudders. It was just after noon on a warm Tuesday. I was on patrol at the park's most photographed location, the Canyon View Overlook. Imagine expansive cliffside vistas, barriers to prevent foolish people from plunging, and a large number of tourists posing as National Geographic with DSLRs. I was keeping an eye on the visitors when I saw this elderly man. Perhaps he was in his late 50s, dressed in a trekking vest and muddy boots. He had this gray camera bag hung over his shoulder. His well-groomed beard gave him the appearance of a granddad. He was pointing a huge zoom lens at the canyon while standing near the railing. It felt good to see a man of his age still craving nature. I walked up to him just for a casual chat. "You getting any good shots?" He grinned.
"I'm trying. The valley shadows are pleasant today, despite the sun being too high."
We spoke for a minute about his favorite trails, photography, and the weather. He has said he is coming to the park for quite some years now. I asked if he lived nearby.
"Something like that,"
he responded, laughing. From there, the conversation took a dark turn, so dark that it made my stomach churn.
"You know, some of the individuals on your missing hikers board look familiar to me."
I blinked. "Oh, is that so?" He gave a nonchalant nod.
"Yeah, that June pair, hiking with the blue backpacks, and that lone man in the red flannel. Did he own a drone?"
My eyebrows frowned. Those were precise details that only the park authority and the cops knew. There was no way anyone in the public was aware of it. The cops strictly told us not to disclose any of these findings, as it could hamper their investigation. "How do you know all this?" I asked without trying to sound too curious. He grinned once again as he glanced at me. There was something in his pale blue eyes that made my skin crawl. He brought his face closer to mine and just kept staring at me for a few seconds. Then he said,
"You know, there are two kinds of people in the world. One enjoys watching crime on screen, and the other enjoys turning all that gore into reality. I don't think you fall into the latter."
My hands started shivering because I could guess the underlying meaning in his words. "Which one are you?" He put his finger on his lips and shushed very creepily. Then turned his camera bag over his shoulder and walked down the Overlook Trail as if he hadn't just admitted to something crazy. I stood there motionless in fear. Is he kidding with me? Or is he the one behind all the missing hiker cases? I couldn't brush it off like just another weird interaction. I hurried back to the visitor's center security room. At Canyon View, we just placed a camera. Not for surveillance, exactly, but to keep an eye on crowds and cliff safety. However, it captured every single visitor throughout the day. I retrieved the timestamp where I was talking to the man while standing close to the edge. But he was smart. He stood the entire time with his back to the camera. Not once did he look back, not even by accident. He seemed to have a perfect awareness of the camera's location and its blind spots. I could be seen nodding, pointing, and chatting in the video, and him, a faceless figure that hardly moved. I went back to the edge, but he was gone. He probably became a part of the crowd now. I documented all I could recall, including his build, voice, equipment, and the precise phrases he spoke. I called the local sheriff and told him everything. Once again, they ran their database trying to find this guy. We looked at the same area's trail cam footage, hoping there would be recording of this man's face, but no success.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Two things have kept me awake at night ever since. One, someone who may be responsible for at least 3 disappearances is still visiting the park. And second, he was aware of the location of the camera and understood how to keep his face hidden. I have watched enough documentaries on serial killers to know that many of the serial killers love visiting the places where they killed or buried their victims. I'm 200% confident that this man did something to those hikers. And maybe, just maybe, he has kept their bodies buried around the park. And now that he is old and probably taking a break from murdering innocents, he still wants to cherish those sick memories he lived. That's why he comes back. Also, he is way too confident about his crimes and sarcastically admits to them because he knows no one will find those hikers' bodies except him. To this day, it gives me goosebumps that so many people can actually get away with horrible deeds without ever getting caught. I keep my eyes open now just in case I see him again, but I don't have much hope.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.